Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just be real here. So at the end of the day, that is just... Oh, not that. let's not pretend like you're taking it so far off that the comparison just could not be. Because then we wouldn't be, then we wouldn't be keeping it above. Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio, and we're back with another video. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. That's hella high. And if you're new, welcome and hello. I'm a little awkward because I've been sitting high today in the studio, if you guys haven't noticed. So the seating is a little weird. So if I'm looking a little off, I've rearranged things on the back end. So you can't really tell. But I can definitely feel and see the difference. All right. So listen, we have to get into some things. The topic today is shit just fell apart. See, I told you I was moving some shit and it just fell apart. Oh my God. Okay, so hold on. Let me see if I can fix it. I don't want the shit to just fall apart all the way. Hold on. Hold on. I think it was the AC. Whew. All right. We'll have to get that later. Oh, my God. Shows has been a little bit of a crazy day already, right? No, I think it's because I put that sign thing up there and the AC is running on it. So I think it might have blown it down. All right. So let's get into this. So a lot of people been saying like, well, first of all, let's start talking about, is Cardi B going to be the next Beyonce or the next one to be compared to Beyonce? Now, a lot of people are saying that that this is clickbait and I'm out of my mind, but really, is this really clickbait? I don't think that this is clickbait. I feel like this is a real conversation. Listen, if Cardi B keeps winning these awards like she's been winning, if she keeps breaking all these new records, I don't see it being any clickbait at all or being any surprise that she will start getting compared to be Beyonce. Nobody thought that she was going to win the Grammy. Nobody thought she was going to be a mega platinum artist. Nobody thought that she was going to be considered the queen of rap. And all these things are happening. So for those people that are calling it clickbait, when these things in comparison start actually happening, I want you to bring your clickbait ass back to this live and kiss my ass with a big fat clickbait apology. Okay? That's what I want y'all to do. Because, like I said before, the comparisons are going to start. I don't know if you were under a rock. I don't know where you were, or maybe you don't have your post on pop culture, but they've just announced that Cardi B is the second female to win Album of the Year at the BET Awards next to Beyonce. Beyonce being the first, Cardi B being the second. They are illuminating that win for a reason. They are highlighting that for a reason. Oh, did you not notice that Cardi B is now starting to dance, choreograph dance in her performances? Okay, y'all not ready for me to get into it. Y'all can keep thinking that I'm just trying to get clickbait if you want to. Yeah, keep your eyes closed and keep hating. And then you'll wake up and realize that, hold on, Cardi B has sold more records than Beyonce. Let's be very clear here. Cardi B has gotten a Writers of the Year award. Anything is possible, people. Do not fool yourself into believing that this won't happen or that these comparisons cannot come to fruition. Like, let's be real here. But here's the thing. I will say this, not for nothing. Cardi B, Cardi B winning Album of the Year. I thought that was to be expected. A lot of you all were surprised I was not surprised, however, because she did win the Grammy. Anytime a person wins the Grammy in music, in my opinion, and from kind of what I've noticed, the Grammys, whether you like the Grammys, whether you support the Grammys, I really don't give a shit about any of that. The bottom line is this. The Grammys is one of the most prestigious, if not the most prestigious award that an artist can win in this country. Okay? That's like the Oscars for music, okay? And so once you win the Grammy, it's kind of like you're going to win every other award show, because it's like the Grammys, then the Billboards, and then the MTV and the BET and all the other different music awards. But the Grammy Awards is the main award show. So if you win the Grammy, of course you're going to win everything else that you're nominated for, especially the bigger categories. So it was obvious. I think Cardi B also at the Billboards had a sweep for, what did she win, like 9 or 12 Billboards? I don't remember, but she won a shitload of Billboards this year. So of course she was going to win of course she's going to win Album of the Year. Of course they were going to give that to her. How could she not? She's won a Grammy. So you're saying that she can win a Grammy, she can win several Billboards, but she wouldn't win a BET award? That just wouldn't make any sense, because half the people that she was nominated against were not even nominated for Grammys. So I wasn't surprised by that. I actually wasn't even going to do the live, because I'm like, do I really want to do it? Because that didn't surprise me. I knew that she was probably going to get that. However, I will talk about her performance. Yes, we all know that she was lip syncing. We all know that she was definitely lip syncing, but not for nothing. I will say this. Cardi B has stepped up her performance element, her entertainment element. She did a great job keeping the energy. She was doing choreography. Hell, even Offset was doing choreography. So pay attention, people. They are grooming her to be an overall performer if she's willing to take it. That's something that her counterpart, Nicki Minaj, struggles in. Nicki Minaj is not really the greatest performer. While she's a great rapper, she's not a great performer. Kind of like how Beyonce is an awesome performer, but a horrible actress. Something like that. Nicki Minaj's performance is not really there. So Cardi B can really have a genuine edge up on Nicki if she can really get down some choreography, because Nicki is not really the dancing type. And so her performance was actually good. I'm not even going to hate on the performance. Yes, we know she lip synced it or whatever the case may be. Oh, well, I mean, everybody doesn't sing their shit live, you know, and when you're getting into performing and you're dancing that way, sometimes it just like, bitch, hold on, girl. Like, I can't be trying to rap and dance and catch my breath. So she had to lip sync it. Which, all in all, it was still a good performance, if you ask me. Now, going back to her being the next Beyonce, like I've told you guys this before, there is a Cinderella story with Cardi B that sells. So it's like you just want to keep adding to the story. And now the narrative is people are counting her out. People don't think that she's going to win. And she continues to overcome objection. So if you continue winning, 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 winning consistently, well, who does that put you in the realm of? That puts you in the realm of the greats, like Beyonce's and Michael Jackson's. And what more of an awe factor, what more of a wow would it be for Cardi B to start breaking Beyonce records or getting accolades like Beyonce? I mean, think about it. She's already got the Grammy. She's already got the number one since Lauryn Hill. She's already broken that record. She's already, you know, and then they continuously add new records for her to break. It's almost like, oh, Cardi B's the only one that did this. This is the new record. Cardi B has broken this fucking record. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, so there's continuous, they're adding new things. The more and more time goes on, there's new records, and you know, and as the internet evolves with streaming and followers and viewers and all these different kind of social media platforms, there's new records coming up every single day, and that Cardi B is going to be able to break. And if you think that's clickbait, then you're dumb too. Ain't no clickbait. All facts. So, I want to know what you guys think in the comments. I mean, so let's get into a little bit. And let me know what you guys think, because a lot of you guys are like, oh, hell no, not Beyonce. Well, why not Beyonce? Let's be clear. Let's just call it, not for nothing. When is the last time Beyonce has had a number one hit? I don't feel like Beyonce has had a number one since Single Ladies. I could be wrong, but I'm saying that to say it's been a very long time since Beyonce has had a number one. Beyonce is Beyonce. We're not taking anything away from the fact that she's probably the greatest performer alive. But however, musically wise, charting wise, Beyonce has not seen a top five, top 10, number one in a very long time. Yes. So I'm just saying, people, at this point, it's not that hard. The comparisons are literally around the corner. She's already being seen at the same events, the Met Galas, the Fashion Weeks. All Cardi B needs to do is do a world tour and it be a success, and boom, she's going to catapult and people are going to start doing the comparisons. I swear to God, watch. If she can do a successful world tour, then, you know, it's going to be like, you might want to watch out, because it's going to get kind of hectic. All right, so let's take some calls. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. All right, 310-6125, you're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. I don't really think she's going to start, you know, touching Beyonce's stats. I think you are onto something. They definitely are trying to make that happen. They're trying to push it as far as it can go, because I honestly think her team is actually scared that Cardi's legal troubles are going to catch up with her. Because there's a lot. Like, I think Cardi is not like that person that they have on, you know, on their payroll that they're like, okay, this is a surefire win. They're putting everything they can into her because they know that a lot of negative potentially can come their way. So they want to get her a great, great head start at reaching that level, so she has a buffer when she begins to fall. I am not a Cardi fan at all, but she has stepped up her performances. And we have to give her that. She really did. I have an issue with the lip syncing, but, you know, people still are here for it. But I think also, lastly, with Beyonce and number ones and charting, if Beyonce was to release albums the way people traditionally release them, she would be having number ones. If it was a thing where it was like, hey, on this date, I'm dropping a song. Everyone, you know, and there was like a countdown. Everyone would be buying it. She just releases it on Tidal. So it's more exclusive. She says that in one of her songs, but I don't think she's just, you know, bragging. I think it's true. She doesn't really care about that. I think some people say they don't care about that, and they do, but when at Beyonce's level of money and this prestige, she really doesn't. Cardi B, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm interested in watching to see where she goes from here. But like I said, I really think there's a lot of anxiety behind her team because they know that it can go south really fast.
Yes, I do. I think you have brought up a great point when you said that about her legal troubles, because that is very interesting. However, if she can get through that, I do feel as though that Cardi B will start. I don't personally feel as though she has the talent to be compared to Beyonce. Like, I want to first say that. But because I don't feel like that personally doesn't mean it won't happen. I definitely feel that those narratives will slowly start to be pushed because they're already doing it.
Yeah,
it just hasn't been so public yet. You can't just come up and say somebody is next to Beyonce. Like, you can't do that. But you can slowly inch it in there. And I think that's what they're trying to do.
I think the best thing she can do is get a hold on the legal troubles and also keep it up with the performances. Because one thing I will say is that these award seasons, whether it's the Grammys or BET or Billboard, they honestly have been keeping her alive because Press is not doing well.
I think Press dropped to like 47. It dropped.
It did.
But that was a trash rollout. The song was trash. It was awful.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? Because of BET, if she was to release a song now, it would chart really high. You know, when she, because when she dies down, when people get sick of, like, you know, the Instagram stories, these award shows come around and she shows out. Her team helps her show out, but, you know, she shows out. And I think that's the smartest thing that they're doing right now, because if that BET award show did not happen, Press would continue to just free fall at the Power Tower off the charts. So I'm interested. I think the second album is going to be a success. It's like every TV show. The second series is always amazing. It's going to be good. You know, for people who are Nicki fans, and I'm a Nicki fan, this second album is about to be really good. It's after that when the brand starts to get messy if it doesn't zero down into one lane. Because the biggest factor in all these things is the biggest beast is not, like, you know, is the music industry itself and how music changes. There is no person who is so good at what they do that if they coast will ever be able to remain relevant. I think Drake is the artist right now that has remained relevant for so long, but he's had to put in work. If he was to sit down and chill out for a couple of years, even though he's Drake, he would begin to fall off too. So she's got to keep
doing it. Yeah, but Drake is smart because what he does is he goes and gets with the hot artists of the time and then kind of borrows a little bit of their swag and style and then makes a hit off of it. So Drake is very strategic in the way that he moves. You'll notice that. Watch, like, when Drake is starting to get a little light, he'll go align himself with, like, the hottest artists of that time period. But thank you, caller.
Right.
I'm going to take another call.
Thank you.
Great insight. All right, let's take another one. Okay, 832-4217, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey. Hey, Armand. Hold on, let me see.
Hey, what's going on?
Sorry. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm happy that you brought this subject up. I personally I love Cardi B performance. As far as a performer, because, of course, she's up there. Can we compare her to Beyonce? I am a fan of Cardi B, but no, not right now. You know what I'm saying? I think that her personality is what's messing her up a little bit. Because people never, you know, we was drawn to her because of her personality. But when Nicki and Remy was beefing or whatever, she was quiet, you know. And then when that beef settled down, you know, she was just going off on the internet, popping out so much. And that's what turned people away from her. I think if she goes back, well, it's probably too late for that. But maybe if she wasn't, you know, doing all the popping off and everything, you know, people would look at her right now as the next, you know, Beyonce or whatever.
Who?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Who?
Hello?
Who? Nicki Minaj?
No. No, I'm not talking about Nicki Minaj. I'm talking about Cardi B.
You're talking about Cardi B. No, yeah, well,
yes.
No. So my thing is this. I don't think that she's the next Beyonce yet, but I feel as though those comparisons are coming. And so that's the question. Is she going to be, like, the next hottest art? You know how Beyonce is, like, their premier artist of our generation. And, you know, like, it's like Michael Jackson, you got Beyonce. Is Cardi B going to reach that level of success and notoriety and respect?
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't think so. And because of her personality, you know,
okay.
That is what's going to hinder her. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce became queen because even when people was taking shots at her, she never clapped back on no internet. She'll put it in the music, you know? Mm-hmm. And, of course, she can perform her behind off. And, you know, the whole Cardi B don't write and everything, people took that and ran with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They literally took that and ran with it. Beyonce don't write out of those two different categories, but I'm just
saying.
But
let me ask you this.
You know?
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. We are in a time period of social media. And the reason why you probably don't realize this, but a lot of people like Cardi B, and maybe even you, is because you fell in love with her first off of Instagram and her personality. And not for nothing, Cardi B keeps her Instagram for a marketing tool. Whenever Cardi B is stale, the first thing she does is do an Instagram rant. All that stuff is calculated. Like, let's be clear, Instagram is her marketing place. Whenever things are going a little slow for her, she'll pull some shit on Instagram. So I think it might have the opposite effect. I think right now, music, society, people are so diluted in the mind that, you know, what we see on the internet is what we believe. And what we see on social media controls and derives our narrative. So social media actually moves the culture forward, and Cardi B right now is literally like the queen of social media because she became a megastar from her social media. She has won a Grammy from being popular on social media, in my opinion.
Right. I mean, I don't think she won a Grammy based on her being popular on social media. I think because her album was actually good. It was a To me, it was an amazing album. Like, you can literally listen to it from beginning to end. It wasn't mm-hmm. one song that I can actually just skip through because I'll be like, oh, nah, I can't, you know, I don't like that one. It was literally a good album. So, you know, regardless if she wrote it or not, based on just the album, I feel mm-hmm. like she did deserve it. And then where she came from. And how, you know, to where she was then.
Well, the issue,
she got the number one
I think that, mm-hmm. Well, I think the issue is no one is taking away that her album may have been good or that she may not have deserved these accolades. But I think the wow in it all and the whole thought process behind her being even able to be compared to Beyonce is because there are so many women that came before her that were more, and I don't even want to make this about Nicki or things like that, but if you think about it, a lot of people try to compare Nicki's like fourth album to Cardi B's debut album, and you really can't compare a third or fourth album to like a debut album, because when Nicki's debut album came out, she sold over 450,000 something copies. I think Cardi B debut album only sold 200 and something thousand. So if we go debut album for debut album, Nicki Minaj sold more. And Nicki Minaj had big records with, you know, Monster with Kanye West. And, you know, she had huge records, Super Bass and a lot of different records,
but she never
got any Grammy Awards. So I think that it's interesting that artists that when they were in their prime or in their peak doing the same thing or if not more than Cardi B is doing in her time did not get the same recognition or the same accolades. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, who is Cardi B to come in and you guys are basically saying that she is the best female rapper of all time because this bitch is the only one getting writers awards and Grammys and all of these things in BET Album of the Year awards next to Beyonce.
Right.
You're telling me that no other female artist, period.
No, I got a
response. Before Cardi B
for that.
Was able to get that award.
I got a response for that. I do believe that Nicki Minaj should have got a Grammy. I do believe that. But I think that what she said, what Nicki was saying, you know, about the industry screwing over her. I think, and I'm honestly not a Nicki fan, but I do support her on that. And the reason why is because so many people have said that she has a bad attitude behind the scenes. So they probably, you know, did what they had to do to not give her that, you know, although she does deserve it. So
let's take Nicki Minaj out. Let's take Nicki Minaj out. Let's just talk about this BET award. Okay.
Okay.
Beyonce female, first female ever to get Album of the Year at a BET Award. The second female in music to ever get a BET Album of the Year award out of all time.
It's
Cardi fucking B. Come on. Like, that's what I'm saying. You believe that in your hearts of hearts, that no other female, we're not even just talking rappers here. We're just talking about female artists, period. Out of the history of the BET award.
No. Rihanna should have got one. Rihanna definitely should have had one. I see what you're saying. I definitely see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, it's
that's
messed up.
Why it's not. So my thing is, I'm not discrediting Cardi B, but what I am discrediting is that people believe that she should be the first or like the second. Like, so you're saying
Rihanna
wasn't ever
she
good
shouldn't
enough?
Be the first. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think that people are saying that she should be the first, but they just saying that she deserve it, but she definitely shouldn't have been the first. She definitely should not have been.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying, if she can be catapulted up this far so quickly, what makes you think that she won't start getting compared to Beyonce? Why not? I mean, if the impossible is happening.
Well,
the
for the
unthinkable
industry, she
is
might
happening.
Compare for the industry, but to the public opinion, to the public, no. The industry, yeah, they might do it, but not the public. You know, we're not dumb like that. We know what they trying to do. We know this. So, but they're already trying it. They already trying it.
So now you get what I'm saying, though, right? So I wasn't discrediting Cardi. It just was like, girl, you telling me that Beyonce was the first and no other female was after Beyonce until we got to 2019 and Cardi fucking B out of all the women from, you get what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Right. But, okay, I want to go back to what you said a little while ago. You said I think people wanted her to, you know, get her spot because of when she was on Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's when it actually happened. I think it's when, you know, she went on Love & Hip Hop and then she started doing her little underground music or whatever. And I know you said we're going to take Nicki out, but I have to bring her back in. And
okay.
Then, like, people was getting upset with Nicki and, you know, like, they wanted, you know, the people that was mad because what Nicki, let's be honest, what she did to Lil' Kim and, you know, and Lil' Kim fans, you know, they want to push for, oh, yeah, now we got another chick that's going to get you. She going to get you. You know, she's hood with it, too, so we know she going to clap at you, you know? So I think that's more of where the push came from. And then the her label seeing this, so now they got to clean her up a little bit but tell her to be herself. So not only do you know, the people that have a problem with Nicki Minaj want to see this, but then you got industry people that she butted heads. Now they can rub all this in her face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
what I think that it is at the end of the day.
But, well, you have a great point
like
with that,
music.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
we have to take another caller. Thank you, love.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. 563-999-3658. I'm going to get a thing where I put the call-in number up because I'm putting the number in here now, 563-999-3658. All right, let's take another caller. Area code 347-7677. New York, what's going on?
What's going on, Armand Wiggins? Woo, woo, woo! Woo, woo, woo! Brooklyn, New York. Lafayette Gardens LG Project. Now, let me just let you know this. Cardi B compared to Beyonce, hell to the na-na, to the na-na-na, hell to the na. First of all, that is a perfect example of when corporate structures have your back and it's the year of the slut, ignorant slut. There we go. We got a Cardi B. That bitch ain't going to last another year. with all these legal issues, she's going to become a liability. Everybody's getting tired of her ranting and raving to Instagram. She's just becoming annoying. It's her year. I bet you she won't do that shit again.
Mm. You felt very strongly about that. I disagree when it comes to the Instagram, though. When people say they don't like the ranting on the Instagram, I think the Instagram is what keeps her alive.
Maybe that was keeps her alive with Instagram, but when you're dealing with corporate and you're dealing with money making, and like you know how people are,
mm-hmm.
We are very fickle. One minute they love you, and one minute they don't. And
mm-hmm.
She's starting to become annoying. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
She's becoming annoying. As far as comparing her to Beyonce, there is no comparison. Beyonce is talented. She has proven that time and time again. She can dance. She can sing. She is classy. I mean, did you see her Netflix when she did that Netflix special?
Do you want me to be honest with you?
I
tried to watch it, but then when I realized Beyonce was doing just a voiceover and we really didn't get to see Beyonce, I turned that shit off. And then I felt like
it was
the Coachella performance all over again, so I didn't really watch it. I'm not the biggest Beehive fan, to be honest.
Right. Me neither. I'm. You know what? I feel bad for Nicki Minaj. Everybody knows Nicki Minaj is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? She could be rude and, you know, whatever. But you can't take away from the woman. It's talented. She busted her ass. You understand? She's a writer. She's a performer.
Nicki Minaj has done the unthinkable when it comes. She's the only rapper, female rapper. She was the first female rapper to make rap and go pop and go mainstream. One thing, I don't want to make this about Nicki Minaj, but the idea that Nicki Minaj was able to sit on fucking American Idol getting paid something like $9 million next to Mariah Carey, which is one of the greatest voices of all time, and be a judge on a singing competition, and they paid her millions of dollars to do so, like, that's huge. Like, that's a powerful,
yes.
influential bitch. And so I think that she should have gotten a lot more accolades. But even outside of it being Nicki Minaj, Cardi,
mm-hmm.
you mean to tell me Cardi B, for the BET Awards, there was no woman greater than Cardi B outside of Beyonce to receive Album of the Year. So Beyonce was the only woman. Beyonce was the only woman up until Cardi B came to receive Album of the Year. That's so interesting to me.
Hell no. It's she's being backed by corporations. You understand? She's making money right now, so they sweat her like that. And they're pushing her to the public. You know, we all get programmed to listen to certain stuff. If I hear that Bruno Mars and Cardi B collab one more freaking time on the radio, like, they push music on you. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's what's being done right now. It's her year right now. But trust me, she's like a fetish. And soon she will be gone. And I cannot wait for, you know, this ratchet, you know, uneducated phase, you know what I'm saying, goes away, and we can come back to dealing with real artists that, you know, have real talent on the table. Because, you know, she's a good performer, but that's it. She performs. She's acting. She's not a real, you know what I'm saying, artist. You understand what I'm saying? She's just very good at, you know. Uh-huh.
Side note. Her management team posted, you probably won't be able to see this unless you're like watching the live on. So our manager posted today, it's a difference in being an artist and an entertainer. Know the difference. And now,
yeah,
I didn't know
who he was
talking about. I didn't know who he was pertaining it to, but every artist that he manages are all entertainers. None of them are true artists. They're all entertainers, from the Migos to Lil Baby to Cardi B. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, Beyonce's an artist, and if he wants to put it like that, Beyonce's a real artist, and she's an entertainer, and like everything, entertainers, they get played after a while. and tell his management that she needs to stop ranting on Instagram because it's getting played and she's mad annoying. She's better off staying off of Instagram and, you know what I'm saying, keeping her opinions to herself, because now she's coming off as a bully. Like, please, like, when you're in social media, you got to deal with people coming at you. You know what I'm saying? This tough girl, ignorant tough girl, I'm a badass, is getting played out. Nobody wants to keep dealing with that crap. You know what I'm saying? And she is nowhere near Beyonce. Beyonce is too classy. She is a real artist, plus an entertainer. You understand what I'm saying? And there's plenty of pretty Spanish chicks out there with a fat ass that can do the same shit Cardi B is doing if they had the record labels and the money behind them. So please, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
I said, I'm
thank
on.
You, Carla. We got
to
take another caller.
Thank you so much
thank
for your
you.
Time. Have a good one.
You too, boo. All right. Wow. A lot of people have a lot of things to say. Let's take a couple more calls. 414-9795. You're live on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Turn me down.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see. Let me turn it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, why do y'all keep saying that she's the next Beyonce? I really want to know. I really do. I don't get it. Like, she's not the next Beyonce. She doesn't even have the level of prestige to be compared to Beyonce at all.
Well, I don't think that anybody has yet said, I don't think anyone has said, have you been listening to the show? I don't think that we're saying that she is the next Beyonce. The question is she on her way to becoming the next Beyonce? Is that going to be the comparison?
No, just because she won a BET award and a Grammy, it's a lot of people that won the BET awards and a Grammy. Okay, she was second on the win. She has a machine behind her that's helping her with this. When Beyonce came out, when she first started, she surpassed all her counterparts. If y'all don't remember, she came out with Brandy, Monica, who else? Toni Braxton. She came out with all of those ladies. 702, she said Ashanti. She surpassed all of them. And now she's still relevant almost 30 years later.
Okay.
So I don't understand.
So you do realize that Cardi B won Album of the Year at the BET Awards, and her and Beyonce are the only females that won that. You also do realize that they have Cardi B doing choreography now. You do realize that Cardi B is the first female rapper to win she won Writer of the Year, an ASCAP award, and she was named Billboard's top 100. Top writers of 2018. You do realize she's getting all of these extreme accolades
Beyonce,
of an
yes,
artist.
Yes, but do you? Okay, I understand that, but how old is Cardi B? 26, 27? How old is she?
Yeah, 26, 27.
Beyonce was 19 years old and getting these accolades. So it's a difference. When Beyonce came out, she came out at 15 years old. Worked her way to the top, and she got these accolades way before they were, you know, when they mattered. They don't matter. They don't matter.
Right.
They give awards to anybody now. Back then, you had to work. She had to work to get the accolades that she got. She performed with Prince. 23 years old, Beyonce performed with Prince at the Grammys. Come on now. She doesn't compare.
Listen, I'm with you.
Beyonce
Listen.
Performed with Tina Turner. Like, that's and Michael Jackson. Like,
hold on. Listen, I'm with you guys. I see some of the comments. I'm listening to the caller. The question is, listen, I understand all of this. I'm very well versed in why you would say no. In my opinion, I don't think that it's true either. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't see that the comparisons will start to come. They are definitely going to start pushing those comparisons, because they're already giving this bitch notable accomplishments that none of us think that she should be receiving. That is what I'm saying, and that is the question. The main question of this is, do you notice that whomever is control or who is in control or has the powers at be, do you think that they will start trying to catapult Cardi B into a Beyonce conversation? That is the question. Do you think that the industry, the public, the media, people with influence will start comparing Beyonce to, I mean, Cardi B to Beyonce? And my answer is yes. Do I think that they should? Do I think that it's right? Do I think that she deserves it? No. But does that mean that it won't happen? No. That is what we're talking about today.
Okay. I think that the machine behind her will, but not the public, like the last caller said. The public won't, the general public, they won't fall for that. Like, I know for a fact that she's not comparable to Beyonce. I mean, it's so many things that Beyonce has done that Cardi B has yet to even comprehend. It's impossible for her to even reach that level of status. First of all, you have to be able to have longevity. Beyonce is having longevity. She's not falling off once. You know how you get those artists and they fall off and then they got to make a comeback? Beyonce's never had to do that. She's been consistent all of the 22, almost 33, 30 years that she's been in the industry. She's been consistent.
Okay.
So it's a difference between just coming in and you getting your 15 minutes of fame like you got, like she has, like she got going on, versus having 30 years plus in the industry and continuing and still going. And I just want to touch on one subject because you said Beyonce hasn't had a number one since 2009. Yes, she hasn't, because Beyonce doesn't promote her music. She puts her music on one platform, which is Tidal. She hasn't promoted a number one single. She doesn't put number one singles out. Now, when it comes to albums, she's the only artist to have all of her albums go number one. Her albums go number one, but she doesn't promote number one singles.
And yet, Beyonce still doesn't have Album of the Year Grammy. You get what I'm saying? So
she does. But wait.
What if they give Cardi B an Album of the Year Grammy next year? What kind of conversation would that be? Wait, my question to you is, do you think that that's impossible? If Cardi B dropped an album and it did well, do you think that it's impossible for her to be nominated and win the Grammy next year over Beyonce? I don't think that that's impossible. I think that that can happen.
It ain't nobody stupid. I don't think nobody is dumb. Everybody can see what's going on. If that does happen, then you know it's a bunch of bullshit.
Absolutely.
That's a bunch of bullshit, and then people going to start – it's going to turn people off. Everybody going to know it's a bunch of bullshit. Ain't nobody going to fall for that. They're going to be like, yeah, that's bullshit. How she won Album of the Year over Beyonce or over Michael Jackson? Because people forget Michael Jackson never won.
But what I'm saying is, the way that the Cardi B story is happening is that that shit could happen. And we all will be sitting like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I will be right with you. I will be on my damn platform going off. But I don't put it past the people. I don't put it past the people. I feel like some shit like that can happen.
Yeah, the machine behind her, but the general population, the general public. Beyonce has worldwide success. It's the difference between having social media success and having success in the U.S. versus having worldwide success where everybody knows you. And you can go to Brazil and sell out a stadium with 100,000 people. That's the difference. She's the first African-American artist ever to sell 1 billion ticket sales, and she surpassed Michael Jackson in that. So,
I understand all of that. But listen, you got to also understand that Nicki Minaj has sold over 450,000 copies on her debut record, done songs with every artist, including Beyonce, and yet to a still has a Grammy. Nicki Minaj has over 100 million streams. She's one of the most streamed female artists, if not the most streamed female artist in the country, and still doesn't have a fucking Grammy.
Can I speak on that Nicki Minaj situation? I feel like.
Well, no, because we got to go. We got to take another call. We got a lot of people on here. Call back and we'll get to you, okay? Thank you, love.
Okay. I'm going to call back.
Okay. 469-3026. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. This is T from Dallas.
Hey,
yeah,
T from Dallas.
I'm not a Beyonce fan. Not at all. I like Beyonce. She has accomplished a lot, but her run is done. She's lying about her age. She's been 40, and that's why she's doing all this having babies now, because it'll be too late after a while. Cardi B has not done as much as Beyonce, but she has put in some work. If she lasts as long as Beyonce, she'll accomplish much, much more, because Beyonce's going to be out. She's going to be out, so they're going to have to replace her. Nikki lazy ass don't want to perform, so we ain't in for that. Nikki's going to be out,
too. Wow. Hold on.
I know they hit me in the comments.
Well, I'm going to get you right here, because you really jumped out the window. You're telling me that you even feel like Cardi B remotely has the talent to be as big as Beyonce, or bigger, or surpass Beyonce?
If she has a chance. If you think about how when Beyonce came out with the little French braids with the Destiny Child, she was not all of that popping. She had to do a lot to become the forefront girl. But once she put in some work and they worked on her image, she turned into a whole nother type of artist. When they first came out, they were considered like ratchet girls with the bills and all that. Wasn't nobody calling them modest or classy. They wasn't. They was the ratchet group. But they came up with a little bit of work, and she was able to change her image and her perception. And now she's considered some untouchable artist. You can't badmouth her. She is not Michelle Obama. Y'all act like she was the first lady. All her fans go crazy when somebody don't agree with them. And I'm sorry, Beyonce is just another artist with a lot of accomplishments. I'll give her that. But don't act like can't nobody else accomplish it. She done shut down Brandy's career. You know, Brandy used to be the it girl. Before Beyonce got her work, before they worked on Beyonce, it was Brandy. It really was, and for a long time. And Brandy still got the talent. But she don't have the fans no more, or the machine behind her no more.
Okay, caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
She said what she said. Wow. These conversations get intense. The number is 563-999-3658. Listen, if you're new to the channel, welcome. Hello to my friends there on Facebook. We're back streaming on multiple platforms, so we're here live on YouTube, and we're live on Facebook. So I want to give you guys a big shout out. If you're watching from my Facebook, make sure you guys like the Armand Wiggins Show like page. And if you're here on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Also, if you would like to become a member of the channel, my moderators, if we have some in the building, we'll post the link in the comments. I'm not sure if we have any. I might have to create some new moderators right now. And then, two, we do have another channel. This is just a little commercial break, guys. We do have another channel that we are starting, and it is our tarot channel. So if you're into that, you can most definitely subscribe to our tarot channel as well. All right, so let's take some more callers. We have a couple of more, We got a lot of callers, actually. The lines are through the roof. Let me see how much time we have left on the show. Ooh, child, we got about 10 minutes. Okay, so I can take as many as I can. We have over 30 callers, so everybody's not going to get called. This is the time of the show where if you really have something to say, you need to super chat your last four numbers and you will get priority in the queue. If not, then you'll just have to hope that I can get to you. All right, so let's see. 678-6199, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, what's up?
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing much. Now, I don't have a dog in this pony show about Beyonce or Nicki Minaj or Cardi. I don't particularly care for either one of them more than the other. Mm. I like each one of them for different reasons. But I want to say something about, you know, everyone is saying Cardi has this machine behind her and that's it. And, you know, there's no way she'll ever be compared to Beyonce. I disagree with that because Beyonce's machine used to be her dad and Destiny's Child. And I mean, the difference with Cardi, she came from nothing. She got that hustler, you know, that egg stripper mentality that I got to get the dough. I got to get it by any means necessary. And you can't count her out because she has that work ethic and she does put work in. And then on top of that, she also has this bomb ass team. I don't know who her team is, but it's like, you can't say that she can never get there because, like the previous lady was saying, all artists have, you know, their time where they blow up and they're their brightest, and then eventually they all die down because they have to make room for the next. And if Cardi keeps up the way she's going, because, I mean, to be honest, she hasn't even been out that long, and she's already surpassed in achievements a lot of people who were doing this for, like, over a decade. So
that's
like
what I'm saying.
You can't sit around and be naive because you don't like her. You don't have to like her, but you got to respect the work ethic. You got to respect the push. You got to respect what she has achieved. I mean, to say, well, Beyonce performed with Prince and Beyonce did this and Beyonce came from singing songs with Destiny's Child, having clothes made by her mother, to being the superstar that she is now. So who's to say that the stripper chick who came from Love and Hip Hop can't blow up? It's like, this is the type of entertainment, the type of stars, you know, from nothing to something that people live for. So I don't think people are going to stop supporting her. I don't think she's going to be out of here in the next year because I think they really are sizing her up to be this big megastar. And you are absolutely right. Let her do a world tour. And it's over because you got to remember, Cardi B is bilingual. So she's going to tap into areas that where Beyonce may have had to rehearse some Spanish. This is Cardi B's. She's fluent in this thing. You know, like she can reach areas that Beyonce can only tap into just a little bit. So it's like you can't say she can't get there because there's areas that she could get to that Beyonce can't. So I feel like everybody just needs to respect each artist's work, each artist's push, and just watch and see where it's going to go. Don't ever count somebody out because you don't like them or you think they're ghetto or, you know, it's like the industry is going to go where the industry want to go. And we're just the public, and it's like if your artist, you want them to be at the top, make sure you're spending that coin, because let's be honest, Nicki's fans don't spend money on her stuff enough. That's why she's not doing so well. You know, like...
Okay, Carla, we got to take some more people.
Artist.
But
no,
so you are a Cardi B fan. Are you a Barty gang?
No, I'm not Barty gang, no.
Okay, thank you.
No, I like them all. I listen to all of their music.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, let's see. 9788025, you're live on the air. Hello? All right, we got a lot of people on here. Okay, I have to hang up. You're not ready. Okay, because people are trying to get on here. Okay, you know what? Let's take a shift just because I want to and just because people want to call me messy, and I think not for nothing. So, I was watching today, Megan Thee Stallion did an interview during the BET Awards, and she had mentioned, they asked her who her top five artists were, and she mentioned her top five artists. However, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B were not in it, which is fine. But what was interesting enough to me is that in previous interviews, you know, she bigged up Nicki. And she said that, you know, if somebody asked her who she would want to work with, she said, well, she would want to work with the hottest artist, like, pretty much in the game, and it's Nicki Minaj. But she didn't mention Nicki in her top five. I thought it was interesting. A lot of people felt as though she didn't have to mention her, which I understand. So the question that I asked, was it shade or was it strategy? I don't really think it was shade. I think it was a little bit more strategy, because I think Megan Thee Stallion is like, well, girl, I don't want to say I like Nicki or Cardi, because I don't want to get pigeonholed into looking like I'm on one side or the other, because I don't want to look like, bitch, I'm either one of y'all sidekick. I want to be my own entity. So I'm not on nobody's side, because I want to be the hot girl. So I understand that. But I do think that she could have just said Nicki, and because she felt like, I mean, Nick, you want to do a collab with her. So obviously she, and you think that she's one of the top artists. So obviously you feel like she's in your top five. I don't know. I noticed when Megan Thee Stallion does those interviews, she dances around them, and she really just blurts out a bunch of names and tries to avoid the situation, which is fine, because she's just trying to keep the peace. But I thought it was very interesting that she did that. And not for nothing, maybe she feels as though Nicki really doesn't really support her. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Sometimes there's a lot of bullshit. But let's listen to it, and then we'll talk. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Hold on, we're going to try it over. Did you guys hear that? Okay. Hold on, let's see it. Okay. Cardi B, look, she just went on live. I swear to God, Cardi B be watching my shit, y'all. And then she be, like, responding to me, like, indirectly. Like, seriously, because I already got the tea, girl, that you watched it, girl. You don't like me, Cardi. But it's nothing like that, girl. It's no shade. I like you. It's just I keep it a stack. She literally just went live right now. She's talking about the music. But I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching, but you know, I got some inside tea, girl, that she had watched the show one day, and she felt some type of way about some tea. But I'm just like, girl, listen, it's just I don't know. It is what it is. All right, let's take a couple more callers, and I'm recording this just to make sure, because I don't know really what she's saying. So in case she is, you know, popping off, we're going to talk about it. Okay. Let me see what we got. All right, y'all. So we're about to wrap. Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. So we got to – I'll take maybe one more. Let's see, who been on here? This person, ooh. 215-4671, you're live, on the air.
Yes, I was waiting for you to answer my call. Thank you. Now, how you doing, Armand?
Hi, what's going on?
All right, so first I want to say that I agree with you 100%. And like I've been saying this for a long time, if you pay attention to a lot of the stuff that has gone on in Cardi B's career, it's been like a real fast track version of Nicki Minaj's career. Like they kind of like took and was like, let's take these accolades and like let's give them to her. Because, you know, Nicki likes to brag about her accolades. So if you have somebody else that like, you know, can say, well, I got this and I got that, it's easier to knock her out the way. Now you got a whole nother situation where it's like, okay, Nicki chilling, and it's kind of getting old as far as like.
Well, she already beat Nicki. She got the Grammy over Nicki, so that's done.
I mean, she got the Grammy over her, but as far as like the last caller said, like the public don't really agree with that for real.
But you got to think about it. But she got the Grammy. She got the number one. Nicki has never had a number one from a single number one. So like right now in Cardi B's mind, fuck Nicki.
But the comparison to Nicki Minaj is getting super, super old, and it's, like, not really working anymore. Like her record's not charting like how they were. They're not doing all that. So now it's like, okay, who can we do it to now? And now it's, like, you understand what I'm saying? It's Beyonce. Because, like, if you really think about it, Nicki Minaj has accomplished so much as a female rapper. Like, she's kind of like the Beyonce of the fucking female rappers. Right or wrong?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, well, if she's like the Beyonce of the female rappers, and you knocked her all the way already, the next person up is Beyonce.
Exactly. That's why I feel as though that's where they're trying to take Cardi B. It's part of the fairy tale, and whoever has the money in this pot, they want to see how far they can take this thing, because nobody even realized it was going to get this big. But shit, let's see if we can make it like the ultimate fairy tale story. This young Hispanic girl from the Bronx come from nothing. She was a stripper with crooked, fucked up teeth, and we just created her this Cinderella story from social media, and she's just erupted to this Grammy Award winning, ASCAP writer, you know, Billboard charting, number one artist, Met Gala dress wearing, you know, larger than life celebrity. Wow.
Look, not to cut you off, you even just mentioned about the American Idol thing with Nicki Minaj, right? So why isn't it a coincidence that isn't she about to be on some type of like judge show where she's doing something that's supposed to come out?
Chance the Rapper. Yeah, she's doing a judge show.
Okay, so
yeah, a music
they're
show.
Like they all that fairy tale stuff. It's kind of like it's just like a mirror. Like if you go back and you just think about all of Nicki Minaj's long 10-year strong career, she kind of went through a lot of a fairy tale thing. Like she accomplished a lot of stuff that a lot of rappers couldn't even accomplish. So it was like not just female rappers. So she and did a lot of shit. She won a lot of awards. She got a lot of accolades. She got a lot of shit to brag about. So now you got this person who they were like, okay, well, you know, and like the last, I think one of the callers talked about the fact that Nicki Minaj might have burned some bridges. Okay, like that's great. That's all evidence of why you can see why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's really messed up, but I could see this being the next thing up. And that's coming real soon.
All right. I just want to shout out to Cardi B. I want to say hi to her. Shout out to Cardi B for watching, girl. Definitely call into the show, girl, because you know I got the tea, girl, that she was watching, and you said some, girl, I'm trying not to spill it, because, girl, I don't want to get that person in trouble. But girl, Cardi B or P or whoever is sending it to you, listen, let's have a healthy conversation, because you stated that you watched the show before and then you went online and you said something twice indirectly to me. So let's just talk about it, because I really don't have an issue. I just want to know how you actually feel about the situation. So shout out to Cardi B. Thanks for being a watcher and thanks for going on your Instagram and talking about it indirectly today. All right. Thank you, caller.
Right.
All right, so we are going to wrap this up. I just wanted to put those things into perspective, you guys. If, you know, do you see it happening? And like this last caller said, absolutely. And then I believe in her mind, and then in a lot of the public's mind, you know, it looks as though Nicki has lost. I'm not saying that she has lost, because I think that talent supersedes popularity any day. And at the end of the day, whether you like Nicki or not, like I said, she to me is the most talented female rapper ever. And I don't think that anybody will be able to out-rap her. Megan Thee Stallion cannot out-rap her on any day. Remy Ma, Eve, Lil' Kim, Cardi B, nobody. None of them. Missy, none of them. Although I think Missy is up there, but she just didn't have the total package like Nicki got, period. All right, so, but in the court of public opinion and popularity, I feel like, you know, because Cardi B got the number one record, and she was the second woman to do that since Lauryn Hill, then she was the second woman to get a BET award outside of Beyonce, and, you know, she's gotten the ASCAP Writers Award, and she's got the Grammy. And so, and I don't think there was any women that won a solo Grammy like without being on from their solo record. I think they were all like collabs. So I think that it's interesting. Remember that I'm saying this because there's a lot of people saying that I'm dead wrong, and there's a lot of people that misinterpreted the title and misinterpreted the point of this live. The main point behind this live was to propose the question, do you feel as though Cardi B will now start getting compared to Beyonce and making Beyonce type stats and reach that type of level of success and notoriety? And I feel it's absolutely yes. I feel like that is the next narrative that's going to start being pushed for Cardi B. All right. So listen, if you haven't done so already, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. If you were